Hello, this is Stuart Wilde. Welcome to our tape, Creating Miracles in Your Life. In this tape series, you will learn an understanding of the universal law. We will look at the nature of your life's mission, and we will develop an action plan so that you can absolutely materialize those things that you want. Through the laws of attraction, you have the ability to pull to you almost anything that you can visualize and make a part of your feelings. In order to get a good grip of this concept, I would like to read you my book, Miracles. Miracles, Step 1, Understanding the Universal Law. Creating miracles in your life is no more complicated than understanding the metaphysics of the universal law. And because that law is basically indestructible and therefore infinite, we know that the power used by miracle makers in the past is still available today. Yet in our modern society, we're brought up to believe only in those things that we can logically understand. We're not taught either that the universal law has limited potential, or that this power is at our disposal and can be used to work miracles in our own lives. To understand miracles, we have to look at two aspects of the universal law. Firstly, there lies deep within all mankind an immense power. And secondly, the power is impartial and unemotional. Call it the universal mind or Christ consciousness or what you will. It is this power that allows man a recognition of the universal life force that we call God. The life force is eternal, it is a part of all things. Moreover, it is a major part of each of us. Consequently, we all have within us an unlimited power. Creating miracles in our lives becomes a matter of identifying with the power, understanding its characteristics, and learning to use it effectively. This identification is achieved by knowing that the power is within you, and acknowledging that fact by saying, "I'm eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. And what I am is beautiful." In this manner, you lock into the power source and you're poised for the next step, which involves looking at its characteristics. The universal law is impartial and unemotional. It has no way of knowing what you want, nor does it discriminate between your hopes and aspirations, likes and dislikes. It is pure energy. It accepts whatever thoughts, feelings, and actions you project and reflects them back to you unemotionally, in the form of events that you experience day to day. In much the same way as electricity illuminates both a brothel and the vicar's tea party, the universal law does not differentiate between different types of energy in your life. It will give you anything you believe in, no more and no less. Therefore, the key to understanding miracles is to look at the beliefs you express as thoughts and feelings. When you are born, your thoughts and feelings are limitless because your mind is a clean slate. What a small child projects into the universal law is a natural purity unbounded by the constraints of beliefs. Children often attempt the seemingly impossible. Unaware that they have any physical limitations, they drive up in the family car or walk on a high ledge. It is only later, through education, that they learn the confines of human expectancy. But these confines or boundaries are illusions. They are formed by belief patterns, most of them born of ignorance, handed down from generation to generation. This pool of belief patterns, or collective unconscious, as Carl Jung called it, gains validity as it moves through time, and eventually the concepts that later generations experience as physical reality become rigid and domineering. It is as if billions of people who preceded you have determined what you are going to experience on the earth plane, and that is all that there is to it. This rigidity does not allow for genius or for the understanding that we're now in an era of rapid unfoldment. Fundamental structures are being swept away in an avalanche of awareness, and we are no longer prepared just to read about great miracle makers. We want to have the same experience. For most people, this is not possible because they are locked within the limitations of body and mind. Their upbringing is so dominant that it encases their entire evolution, and they experience little spiritual growth. Step 2. Understanding life's mission. We are not our bodies, or our emotions, or our minds, or any of the structures and restrictions we experience around us. We are an infinite part of the God force, using the physical form to experience spiritual development through a special training called daily life. When you entered the earth plane, the energy that is the real you left its abode in the higher consciousness of pure light and entered, by choice, the body you are now in. You chose the circumstances of this life because it was the next step in your infinite evolution, and because this life would allow you to expand what you are spiritually so that you could become an even greater expression of the infinite life force or living spirit. Now you may say, "That's nuts. Why would I choose these circumstances of my life, this family, this society, and this neighborhood? Why did I not choose a more affluent environment or a prettier body or more intellectual capacity?" The answer lies in a dimension beyond the physical plane. As you entered this dimension through birth, you had within your consciousness a heroic mission, a goal. The nature of that goal is firmly written in the very deepest recesses of the inner you. And what you are today, no matter what you feel about yourself, is actually a part of that goal in its various stages of completion. Your mind began recording events, thoughts, and feelings only at birth. It does not know of your heroic mission, nor does it understand the universal law that interacts with your limitless potential. Why? Two reasons. Firstly, if your mind, feelings, and emotions knew the nature of your heroic goal in life, there would be no challenge or quest, and your evolution would suffer. Secondly, most understanding of metaphysics is based on tribal or religious beliefs which do not totally reflect an accurate perception of the delicacy of energy and the way its ebbs and flows affect daily life. No real understanding of the universal law has ever been incorporated into the various belief patterns of the world's collective unconscious. For example, let us say that your heroic goal in life is to learn to love yourself and to accept full cosmic responsibility for what you are. And let us say you've had a number of previous experiences on the earth plane in which you were weak and indulged yourself metaphysically by leaning on others rather than contributing to your own energy or support. If you knew of this in advance, you would begin to favor the one course of action over another. You would intellectualize yourself into positions or feelings that you wanted to achieve, and your mind would dominate your every move. Evolution does not work that way. You cannot overcome weakness by fighting it or thinking your way out of it. You overcome weakness by leaving it behind. This means that you become aware of the inner tendencies that bring you down, that do not support a belief in self, that do not endorse a love of self, and you say, "I don't want to be that anymore." Then you move yourself out of the slovenly ways of the collective unconscious into discipline and power. From time to time, you may drift back, but once you decide on the side of strength, the power of the universal law will always be with you to varying degrees. It may be a battle at first because your mind does not understand these laws or the nature of your mission on earth, nor does it understand the laws that govern your potential. It'll have a tendency to advise you logically from its own experience, and logic is death to that part of you that is a miracle maker. Step 3. Understanding the nature of beliefs. The next step in creating your own miracles is to look at the nature of beliefs. By reviewing beliefs and feelings, you begin to understand how to use the universal law effectively. It is natural to yearn for the impossible, and in so doing, you establish strong beliefs about what can and cannot be done. You can jump a certain height and no higher, run at a certain speed and no faster, accept a certain position and no better. Because most commercial aircraft fly at about 600 miles an hour, the shortest time in which you can get from New York to Paris is about 6 hours. Those are the facts in the collective unconscious. But what if I told you of a man who could move his body many thousands of miles in just a few seconds? Your mind would scan its memory banks and draw a blank, whereupon you might think, impossible. Then perhaps you might review all the scientific data available and conclude that this feat is unachievable. All scientific knowledge and current thinking are products of the same collective unconscious, and just the fact that 1 billion people have no concept of a man moving 3,000 miles in a few seconds makes it impossible. But the billions of people are wrong. There is a dimension right here on the earth plane in which such a feat is possible. And there are few people alive today who know of this dimension and use it. It is a matter of perception and belief. Your ability to work miracles is predicated entirely on how easily and quickly you can give the collective unconscious the slip. It is your attachment to the collective unconscious or world belief patterns that hold you back. This attachment, which you accepted at birth, is your main challenge in life, and your spiritual goal is to step above it. Eventually, you realize that in order to become a part of a higher consciousness, you have to leave where you are right now and step into the unknown. That is why all the tales of the path of the initiates talk about loneliness. For as you move away from the old energy, there's a sense of loss. As you take that step, your perceptions expand gradually to accept a higher vibration of self, and you understand what others believe is a part of their evolution, but is not the sum total of all of the facts. We experience life through the five senses, the windows of the soul, and we are taught what capacity those senses have. Yet each of them has a dimension that is many times deeper than is normally perceived, and those dimensions will open for you as you move towards them. Let us look at feelings. Through feelings, you can enter into other worlds. And clairsentiousness, a heightened sense of feeling, is a capacity you can learn to develop quite quickly. It is not as acute as extrasensory sight, but it is deep, and through it you can enter into areas of perception that few people ever experience. Everything around you is energy. Your body, its various organs, your thoughts, the physical place you inhabit, the events of your life, each expresses an energy. A part of that energy is perceivable through the five senses, but most of it is beyond normal perception. By opening to the power of the universal law and controlling the mind through centering and discipline, you become aware of the subtlety of energies around you. You will find that you can use your feelings to guide you through life. As you move into a situation, push your feelings into whatever lies ahead. How does it feel? What is the universal law saying to you? Which areas flow and which do not? After a while, this exercise becomes simple and very accurate. You may not be able to see all the subtle energies around you, but you can learn to feel them, and soon you will find the information from the universal law has a way of jumping at you unexpectedly. Events in your life gather energy as they come toward you, and you can feel that energy weeks and even years before they occur. Science will tell you that it is not possible to foresee the future, and that is true for those who believe it so. But as you move out of the world's group perception, feeling, and even seeing the future will become second nature to you. To harness the universal law effectively, you should watch its manifestation, which is basically every event in your life. Then link each event to your underlying feelings and attitude. Realize that when things go well, it is solely because you put that image into the universal law and it responded. Imagine the universal law as a shipping clerk in a large mail order company. He gets your order, but has no idea who you are. If the order says size 8, he sends out size 8. It is of no concern to him whether or not size 8 fits you. He merely complies with your request. In daily life, your feelings, thoughts, and attitudes are your order form. So before you decide to change your present conditions, you will have to be very sure what you want from life. The universal law reacts spastically to uncertain messages. You have to write clearly, and you have to be able to accept whatever you're looking for. Let us say you want to win a large sum of money, give up your job, and spend the rest of your days laying in the sun. You dream about the cash, and you sigh and you say, "Wouldn't it be lovely?" But is that actually what you want? You might very soon find yourself bored, and though your mind would like to lounge in the sun, the inner you might say, "I should have stayed where I was. There was more potential there." Creating energy for yourself through the universal law is not just a matter of wishing for things willy-nilly. You have to realize that the power is within you, and once you take the first step towards it, whatever you create will be for your highest good. It might not be exactly what you thought you wanted, but you had better be ready for the consequences. Before embarking on a miracle action plan, you ought to spend some time meditating on the conditions or material objects you want. The universal law is the shipping clerk waiting for your clear and concise order. The currency with which you are going to pay for it is belief. To create something with absolute certainty, you have to establish the feeling within you that it has already happened, that the condition you desire is already a part of your life. That can be hard because your mind, knowing nothing about the workings of the law, fights back. You affirm, "I am rich," and your mind contradicts, "You're not." The conflict that developed confuses the universal law, which is about to deliver your heart's desire. This clash of opposing energies has been the challenge of the would-be initiate since the beginning of time. It is the hunt for the Holy Grail, or the slaying of the dragon. It states that no one enters the kingdom of heaven within until he has tamed the dragon of negativity that he inherited from the collective unconscious. Figuratively, you will have to leave the earth plane, even though you may be still very much a part of physical reality. Dimensions are not out there someplace between you and the stars. They are inner worlds or inner journeys. These journeys have an inner reality and an outer manifestation in the physical. So anything you can conceive is actually a part of you right now. The fact that you do not have it to hand matters not. Whatever it is that you conceive is in a state of gradual becoming. If you affirm, "I am rich," you have to start feeling rich, thinking rich, and holding a rich attitude. Walk around expensive stores. Have coffee in the best hotel in town. Begin to act and feel as if you already have the vast fortune you know the universal law is about to deliver to you. This way, you create a concrete reality of wealth within your inner journey, and it will then become manifest in your outer journey, the physical world. If you can maintain that feeling and power and live as if your wish has already been granted by the universal law, your wish will be delivered, guaranteed. But you cannot be half-hearted or you will dissipate your personal power and nothing will happen. You'll have to take the path like a warrior. You're going to achieve your goal, no matter what confronts you, no matter where you are right now, no matter what adversity faces you, you will reach your objective. The universal law does not care whether you have your heart's desire or not. Therefore, you might as well make up your mind to collect. You can have anything you want, and when you create it, it becomes yours. Often we feel we do not deserve success or wealth or complete health or anything else we might yearn for. We are taught in childhood that we're not worthy, or that somehow we owe something to society or the physical plane, or that we have some kind of special sin that we should atone for before we can enjoy what we want out of life. That is not the case. The law does not discriminate. It receives your energy and delivers diamonds or plain rocks, depending on what you put in. It is very important to look at the negative feelings you have about yourself. It is easy to say, "Oh, I never win anything," or "I'm too old, they will never hire me," or "I can never be with that person, I'm not pretty enough." That kind of thinking is indicative of the mind and its logical advice. Miracles are not logical, so the last thing you need is logical advice from the mind. When such advice is given, acknowledge the mind, thank it, and say, "I do not accept any energy that is contrary to the unlimited power that lies within me." Then press on. Infinite power is so magnanimous, so powerful, so much more than the mind, that it exists in a separate dimension, and that is why the mind has difficulty perceiving that it is even there. You will get an intuition or feeling, or a rush of excitement, but that is all. You cannot really hear it, touch it, or taste it, but it comes around the mind like a breeze, and when it starts to work in your life, you will know it by the quality of the people and the events that surround you. Before we go to step 4, the miracle action plan, let us briefly review some important points. The universal law, or living spirit, is unlimited. Therefore, what you are is unlimited. The universal law is impartial and unemotional. It cannot discriminate. It will give you anything you believe in. You are not your body or your emotions or your mind. You are a part of the living spirit, learning. No matter what your circumstances, the universal law can be called upon at any time because it is the real you. Whatever you create for yourself by understanding the mystical, metaphysical aspects of the universal law is yours because you created it. You deserve it. Miracles are not gifts from God. They are a part of you, which is God. Finally, the universal law is in balance and harmony by its very nature. And so, as you set out on your action plan, you will not be able to infringe on others. Whatever you create will have to be for yourself. You cannot will the universal law onto others by saying, "I want this to happen to my friend." This would be infringing, because not knowing the nature of your friend's heroic life plan, you are not entitled to change it or in any way alter what he is going through at this time. He has to experience life for himself, as he also has unlimited power within him. And a part of his growth pattern is discovering that fact. Within the universal law, there is no dual energy, good and bad, saints and sinners. There is just energy, one power that pervades all things, and everything is a part of that power. Differentiation between good and evil is just your perception, for within real energy, there is no judgment. There is high energy and not so high energy. And at the end of this life, you will have the opportunity to review what you have achieved which will be a matter of how much you've succeeded in centering your life in a discipline of perceiving the living spirit and using it. But your review will not be emotional. You'll be looking at the quality, or speed if you like, of the energy you created. If you have harmed others, you've impeded your evolution by de-accelerating the life force within you. That is your karmic energy, and someday you will have to understand that it was not your highest path. But you cannot judge others, because since the energy your mind perceives does not incorporate the nature of their heroic goal, you have no way of knowing exactly what they need karmically for their growth at this infinite point in their evolution. There are no accidents or victims. Each person is responsible for his own evolution. Each pulls to himself the circumstances experienced in life. He puts in an order, so to speak, and gets back three cracked cups. That is a part of the learning pattern, trial and error. This lifetime is yours. You may be involved in relationships and loved ones, but basically what you make of your life and how you pass through it is your evolution. We all learn to take responsibility for our own circumstances, and within the universal law, you're not expected to take responsibility for the evolution of others. It might sound a bit harsh, but in the law, there's an incredible clarity and justice. That is why adversity is so useful. It allows people to look for something beyond day-to-day reality, and this brings them in touch with their true inner selves. In desperation, they begin to pull on their unlimited power, and they realize that anything can be changed, that suffering is a product of the inner self, and by looking at their inner selves, they can transform them. It has been said that there are no incurable diseases, only incurable people, and that is true of all energy within the universal law. Trying to fix your circumstances just physically or mentally will not work in the long run, because deep-rooted inconsistencies will continue to surface in your life in various disguises. To overcome something once and for all means going within yourself to discover the real cause of the disturbance. This process or discovery will allow you more energy which you can use to create the things you want in life. Step 4, the Miracle Action Plan. Write down on a piece of paper, in order of importance, the things and the conditions you want. Do not let the mind advise you. It has limitations. Shoot for the moon and be sure you leave nothing out. Chop and change your list until you're comfortable with it, but be clear about what you want. Use exact and precise wording to describe the conditions you require. Remember, the system works, so you must be definite in the way you describe your wants. Here's what to do. A. Read the list 3 times a day. Once when you rise, once in the middle of the day, and once before bed. B. Meditate on your miracles from time to time and know that the universal law has received your order and is just about to deliver. C. Maintain silence. Talking about your miracle dissipates the energy drastically. Therefore, you cannot share your miracle with others until they happen. D. Always act and think about your miracles as though you already have the conditions you desire. E. Be open to the inner promptings of the unlimited power source as it instructs you in ways of getting what you want. Realize that universal law has to deliver in the physical plane where you can make use of it. Your heart's desire can come from anywhere, so do not limit your field of expectation. Remain open and flexible at all times. F. Smile a lot. The first miracle is on its way. Step 5. Understanding energy. Since the mind has no way of knowing how the universal law is going to deliver your miracle, do not waste your time trying to figure out. Just know. Your thoughts should be like acorns that develop gradually into oaks. If you dig them up to discover how things are going, your tree will perish. It is important to avoid fretting. Center on the feeling that some way, somehow, the universal law will not let you down because everything in the universe is energy. Solid objects appear as such only because their atoms and molecules move at the speed of light. In fact, reality is both solid and not solid at the same time, and this applies to thought forms. They are real and even more powerful than physical reality because they are not constrained by the limits of the material plane. You cannot take them apart and analyze them. You have to create them and let them fly. Through your enthusiasm and belief, you energize the universal law and encourage it to deliver. Try at all times to keep your thoughts pure and on target. If doubt creeps in, do not allow it to dominate for long. Look at doubt from above yourself. Realize that it is just the mind fretting, not understanding, creating objections through ignorance, and whatever you have set in motion will happen. As you work with the power, it'll have a way of showing you the next move at every turn. Believe in it. Know that this inner force is so powerful that it will pull you into excitement and adventure beyond your dreams. Keep it pure, remain silent, and remember to keep your methods secret. Everything that surrounds you has the living spirit within it, in varying degrees. Living things express it more than do inanimate objects, but all have it. The more you come in touch with the universal law within you, the more you're in touch with the things around you. Everything becomes a symbol and strength to you. The world helps you, and the fuller you become, the more dimensions you can pull from. A very dear friend was walking along a street one day, wondering what to do with her life. She was at the crossroads, literally and figuratively. Life was flat. She craved inspiration and asked the universal law to direct her. As she stepped from the curb, a passing car nearly knocked her over, and as it screeched round the corner, a book fell out of the trunk. It was a book about man's quest for the universal power, and it changed her life. Shortly, she left the town and embarked on a whole new evolutionary path that over a period of time has taken her to great metaphysical heights and into countries and relationships she could not have conceived of before. The universal law provided her with a special teaching in the form of that book, and she, being in tune, was ready to benefit. And so it should be for you. As you work towards your miracle, watch for every sign, for every change around you, and you will see the universal law communicating with you. The more you trust it, the more the energy is encouraged to reveal itself, and various unusual things begin to occur. Your energy quickens, and opportunities pop up like corks on a lake. Then you will know that the power is truly with you. This coming in tune, more than anything else, will help you manifest your desires. You cannot act negatively in one part of the universal law and expect the other part to deliver your miracles unaffected. As you watch your life, you become expert at reading symbols, and you see that you are the only one responsible for what you are, and that everything around you expresses an energy. The clothes you wear, the things you say, the people you associate with, the food you eat, the places you go are all statements to the universal law of what you are. The quality of these statements, or the coming in tune with yourself and your surroundings, is the key to your spiritual unfoldment. What you are has great power. Its energy oscillates and reflects the amount of living spirit or God force that you express. The more you work on your life, the more you accept responsibility, the more energy you will have, and the greater will be your expectations.
This is the end of the side. Please fast forward.